Rav Yomari, the woman who is the Yisrael to my Zeta, Yisrael Yezra, the Arab Yisrael, and the Lachim. Sigur Pagodim, the order of the wife after Shalom is that we start looking at the Torah, which means that order. The point even more so is that we're discussing the Shuratim, and one case he points out before admitting the Shulchan Aruch is Sherish Ha'oyim. So you look in the Rishonim and Rashi in Pashu A, or in the Rambam, in Apollo Tesura, he starts off saying the first is Chagov and Aratomek, that have Vesna for the Kulon Fords, therefore when Aratomek, the Nechon Isser of Sherit Oif, and therefore before Chagov is a Hemeshah of Kulon, so even the Isser of Sherit Oif. Now the Ikimakar, for the Dinah of Chagov, is in Pashu Shmini, there's a couple of Sukkim over there, and the Moina Mitzvahs count them. The Rambam and the Bahag and the Sarg, the Rain, the Smash, the specific one of the one of the Tayag mitzvahs is the issue of eating Chagov. Now there's a mitzvah for Ilam Sarsof over here, which is not the mitzvah over here. So the Shema of the mitzvah, how do you find the mitzvah of Lahavdil? Mahavdil Abdullah. Abdullah does not mean Romin or Moshe Shabbat Abdullah. The Sarsof is possible with her to be Mahavdil. Now again, it's just in the Tayag and the Torah. It goes side by behavior of Chayyaz, Oifis, by fish, and by Chagovim goes for everything. However, the Swarm discusses equally by two cases, by Chagovim and by the case of fish. I want to say why. The Chayyim in the station and the Tanakh Chagovim starts off quoting the Yish Ermin, those who say, based upon the fact that in the Pasuk of Lahadil, the Pasuk of Enem Shmini, or the Pasuk of Doishim, that says the Lahadil Bein Kamei Bein Atar, or in Doishim, that says the Abdullah Bein Behem Atarilas Meir, even if it's a special mitzvah to be mavel to recognize which chagov is kosher, which chagov is tamei. And to be examined chayim, the shayim is all the time. Yeah. Chayim is chagov for those who say the mitzvah to learn it, to know the difference without eating it. You do not eat it, one of the mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah of the tired mitzvahs according to the Rambam, they should be makar and pick up a chagav and say, oh, this is kosher. Pick up the behema and see as it's a monomath, as far as the malagero. Pick up a oif and say and see just what part of that power. Take a fish and see as it's in the scale. One of the mitzvahs in of itself to know without eating it. Now just understand how to apply this and what the getterness is. Stop at the beginning. If I'm right to say from mitzvahs and I say because I'm test to cook and day, when the psichot makos is to it, besides the paragraph of halacha, okay, the psichot accounts the mitzvahs. And I'm starts off what mitzvahs are there in makos is to it, and he says one of the mitzvahs is to be lived like to count, to be voidic. The behemoth chayv oif to check if they're there. A second mitzvah says to be voidic to oif. A third mitzvah to be voidic chagovim. And the fourth mitzvah to be voidic dogim. The mitzvah to be voidic. The Rambam starts off my whole tesuras is the mitzvah to say leidas simonim. The mitzvah to know the simonim. The mitzvah in itself just the knowledge of the mitzvah. The smag brings down this way. That's the Rambam shita. Atzad Hasheni. The Rambam in the Sogis, the Rambam in the Shorish of Mitzvah, in the Shorashim and Shorish Bob, and the Raven on the Sogis on the Rambam in Seifa Mitzvah, and the Chinuch, they all say they quote the Rambam, but they just use the Rambam and say, Abad and not the fact that it says in the Torah of the Hazel, they come in the Torah, it's only a lav Abba Machlawa say, and therefore it's not say, but it's really Nichol Israel of lav when you eat something that's Tommy, it's a Tumba. But it's not a specific one of Tariq Mitzvah, the Rambam counts as seven Mitzvah Lahavdil. Mitzvah Abdullah in and of itself is a mitzvah. They argue and say it's not one of the tag. Mitzvah is only allowed above Masala say. Now, just interesting, when the Chinuch brings it down, the Chinuch in the Parash of Shmini, he counts three mitzvahs in the tag mitzvahs like the Rambam. But he writes, you just know what my kfal is. My kfal is, I'm counting the Rambam because like I wrote in the beginning that I followed the Mahalas of the Rambam. But I myself hold not like the Rambam, I hold like the Rambam. So people sometimes say that the Chinuch brings it down, he himself writes, I'm bringing down these three mitzvahs. The Rambam says this, and I don't hold of it, but I'm counting it in one of my tariq mitzvahs, I follow the Malach of the Rambam.
But the Rambam,
this is a little bit of a shirok telephone. Oh no, we'll get to Pashas Maskanah. He starts with those who say this way, and he quotes who he's getting it from. The first of the Machloik is what the mitzvah of Abdullah is. Machloik is a mitzvah at one tariq mitzvah. The Rambam says it is a mitzvah lahavdil, and the Ramban arises, and other Hashem argue it is no mitzvah lahavdil. Now, in this mitzvah lahavdil, there seems to be three sheets of what in the world the Rambam even mean. That's what Chazal is coming from. What does the Rambam mean when he says the mitzvah lahavdil? Again, the time starts up calling the kinesayim, which he says, if you look inside the kinesayim, the maskon doesn't seem to be that way, but the Dr. Tuvah quotes the kinesayim, that at least in the having this sound this way, a mitzvah in itself to learn the simonim without eating it. Without eating it is a mitzvah, the idea, the Torah, and the Chaim says, and the Baal Teshuva says that means without eating it, but leaving it to Talmud Torah, without Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah, that means even again to Nosim, there's a mitzvah of the idea to know the knowledge of the simonim. And Baal Teshuva, of course, also the Lechem Yehuda says the same thing. I can't find Lechem Yehuda. But, quote, the Lechem Yehuda and the Kim Asaitim are both kind of, the halacha is that there's a mitzvah to know the simonim, to pick up a fish and say, oh, this is a kosher fish, without eating it. Atal Hashemi, the Chinnah, when he quotes over the Rambam, he says, not today. And the Mechan goes with Malach and the Chinnah, he uses Marek that way in Simon Aleph. He says, no. And he says, there's a stuff over here. There's a mitzvah of Ado to know the Simonim, but only if you want to eat it. He says, let's say an example. You pick up a fish, and you see it has one of the Simonim. And then you eat the fish, and you check about Simonim, and the end thing was kosher. Are you even a mitzvah of Abdullah? Yes, you're even a mitzvah, even though you're eating 100% kosher. Is that a lot of Baba Chal say, you have a chiyuv right now to check it, and the special need to check it, even if it ends up being kosher, or even an issue. The issue to check without the issue of eating good trace. A separate issue. That's what the Chinuch writes, he's discussing case official there, specifically, you check one this morning, you don't you see the second sim, and you end up eating it in a word kosher, check also if you even an issue of Lahabdul. So, that's how Chayim is in Maskone, so he's marked that way again, according to different Rambam, that's the Chayim Rambam. The third Malach in the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, Tag Alpha Loch Alpha, so I've done this way, and the Goyish, the Mishnah Malach on the Chinuch, he has a Goyish on the Chinuch, and the Shulchan by us in Shimon Ayin Tesh, says no, third Malach. He wants to say, he says, no, Tag Rambam means, Lav Abo Machala, say, and when Yitam is Tomei, you're not only over the Issa, look at Chai Shem Echelu, you're over the Issa also Lav Dolo. When you eat something that's kosher, you're not over it. It's just like the Ramban Shita, and the Rai, there's no Machloikas over here, and the Rambam is in the school, the Rambam, there's no Machloikas. So in the Rambam, Mitzvah Abdullah is counting one of the tags. Mitzvah, three ways what the Rambam means. Does it mean Mitzvah to learn it by itself, nothing to do with eating? Or is it Mitzvah to know it when you eat it? And even if you eat something kosher, even Isser? Or no, you eat something trait, even Isser. Two different ways.
Why does it mean that means why it counts?
That means why it counts. There's nothing special in Yuchud about it. Nothing is the same. Same halacha, it's a lava than I say. That's the Rabban's kasha. But there are ways of answering it. It comes to answer why you can't just have a mitzvah. But comes out according to Magen Mishnah, nothing, no way suffer more than the regular lava and the Torah. Three different ways. So again, even though Chaim starts off and says, we're kind of forgotten that those are kind of the mitzvah to know that someone, even though we don't either, we have no mitzvah of chagotim. So my thing, he ends up saying, I'm a factor upon this, and therefore the only reason why you should really learn it, is that the mitzvah of Mitzvah Abdullah is only plan to eat it. We don't plan to eat it. Therefore, why should we learn it? Talmud Torah. My special service Torah. And we got to learn that Torah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is very cool. And special service definitely get a Torah. But not Mitzvah Abdullah. That's what plan ends off with, if you plan to eat it. Now, this is one aspect of Abdullah, which is my focus to count to one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. There are two more aspects to get to it, which four everyone agrees to. There's not a Shiloh. What is like, again, the Rambam and the Ramban argue is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. They come along with the Rebosh and Shuvah, and each time there's two Tariq Mitzvahs not discussing. Are you choshish for miyot? Which leads to a big tumult among our prophets and Badainu. Are you going to be choshish? The Lachah all over, it's Mishan and Motzi, we learn the Lachah, Mishan and Motzi is the Seder. So let's say, the case of the person discussing is by fish or by animals, you have Mishan and Motzi. You do not assume that this animal could be a cow, you're going to lose some otherwise, the chance of not being cows more than 10,000. You have to check this to Motzi for that. Come along now, the Rebosh and Shuvah says, all over the Chal Mishan and Motzi is the Seder. But since we have a special custom in the Torah of Mahabdola, the Mahabdol, you have a chiyuv to check, even though this is a miyot for me, even though it's miyot for me, you have a chiyuv to go check. Chiyuv to check. And that's how we wash on the Tshuva. And says Abu Mezer in Tshuva, this Ramban, this we wash, that's talking the Shittah Ramban. Even, not talking the Shittah Ramban, even Ramban. Ramban, the Ramban, all you, don't the Tariq Mitzvah. Ramban says, no, the Ramban says, yes. Says Abu Mezer, this is Inya B'choysh for me, it's nothing to do with the Tariq Mitzvah. It's not what you know, it's what Machal is saying. What if it comes to you, Mitzvah Hadzal, it comes to be moisture to you that you have Yechosh from you. It comes out that the Mezer, and the Shulman Chuvah, and others say that we agree that Lachal Maite of Yechosh from you cannot be sent upon the Chal Miyach and Emotze. That means to say that you have to check every single one. Now, usually, what it is, the reason why the person discussed it specifically by fish and by Hagov, not by anything else, because you take a cow, I will have to check it. I have to look at the Jewish cards and so I hope I don't know what a cow is. But if they were to check it, they looking at it, you have to check it with someone. If you can look at it, tell us the cows, you say it, no problem. So where is it really Negeya? Only Negeya by either by a government, check with someone, unless you're bucking it, or by fish. But what happens? And the piece is there were captive fish in, let's say, in China. They like sending fish over to America. And they capture tons of tuna fish, for example. To send over to make it cheaper if they skin it, take off part of its weight, and send it to America. So the big channel, if you send fish from, let's say, China or Japan to America, by boat, that is skin that has no stomatum anymore, they can tell that it's tuna. Isn't this a problem of being mounted? So they get around the numerous shilers, how good men would say it's a tuna fish, isn't this a matter of mirsas? The Shulchan says, first of all, maybe it's not mirsas, because one in a thousand is not going to be a tuna fish, it'll be another fish, it'll be a catfish. First of all, they can say, I try my best. They're not going to lose their job, there's no real mirsas to it. Well, you know, they're not to the malachim. But what I'm thinking further, the mice in the mitzvah have to. You have to go check every single one. What's the mitzvah that you've got? And the name of them I'm chirping down in the mitzvah Havdolah. Side the Ram, side the Banhol. And therefore, it kind of doesn't sound how in the world any Ashkoch can be spent upon the fact that having Mashiach, we need to check every single fish. For that reason, the numerous Ashkochers, all the way control, the Badass over here, and the Saki in America, they're all kind of, one of the big kind of are how in the world can be spent upon them, Mitzvah Mashiach, to all their Ethereum, or Mashiach, the mitzvah Havdolah in the Torah. And therefore, they are mafakrik on what they call the Oyuz Heter of being Semech on this Indian of being Semech Amirsas. Or they say, Maisa, what happened to Mitzvah Abdullah? This was Semech, right? Maisa, even if both you hold, it's Tom Abdullah over here. Now, just to maybe the answer Oyuz, they have a numerous stories why the answer Maisa in America, Numa Tashkoff is a Machmer, not everyone's Machmer, except for the Oyuz, but Moshe Chuva is Machmer, but Henkel Maisa is Machmer. The OU ones were the Shabbat and Michael, and they have the stories. Well, just once in a while, maybe Abdullah be different. Again, they discuss numerous hours of the Bishalakim because they smoke it. They discuss about Smear stuff. Numerous hours of tuna fish is a big problem. Numerous tubers about it. And the Tabitha is in Mr. Abdullah, there's a Harachi in Shuvah that says that in the being Mabdul is that when you're able to recognize it when the Asamanam are there. When you have no option of recognizing it, one of them not there anymore, so fine. The Mr. Abdullah is not fine. There's no chance of having a chance to be Mabdul. So by the time the fish gets to the port of New York, and when OU picks it up, there's no chance to recognize it. You can't pick it up and tell. So for that reason, before there won't be any Mitzvah of Abdullah. That's how the IC says it.
You're not referring to
a fish to be caught,
you can't
put the money. No, he says caught, and he says it's getting it. Once it's not nicking what you destroyed it, my sister, so now you have no Mitzvah of Abdullah. What do you want from the person? Only when there is a shaykh, Mitzvah of Abdullah, that's how the IC says. The servant of says no. The servant says the Mitzvah. The servant says the Torah says a check, give a check. You want Mitzvah, you want Mitzvah. They have the Shiach community. Most of the Ashkochas, that's what they call them, all the fishes, tuna fishes, they have a Shiach community, for that reason.
Are they
illegal
fish?
Yeah. They check what goes down there. They don't check the fish and scales, they know what they fish. They're lucky. They don't have to check. They're just looking at the scales.
So they go
down. That's not even sense. Yaki Yishev over here in Sim 910, he has 11 of that attacking the OU. Close all that stuff in America and even there, so all the same in the world, all you're doing. Fine. I'm going to get the Moshe thing. The oil is open, you get an OUP, the one for Pesach, there is Moshe P. And if they say you want to be Machmer, get the OUP one. Or the one that. That's the. There is other OUP, the Dark Kittle for the Shalakas, but Moshe, that's the. I didn't find it. All you said, yeah, come on, we go to Mirsa, another thing. Again, the Dark Kittle, but this is another thing inside the Dark Kittle. And it's a visual action. You have to send a smoke connected to visual action. You have the problem here, so you have to send a business here, so different story. Each time they have an OU, OU has an attack. That's what I'm saying.
You mean the kind
of health? It's a mirror, that's the same. It's a thousand of them, one of the thousand of them. It's a mirror. Depends on what the CFs are doing, are they checking themselves? Yeah, yes. No, it comes in the Mitzvah Havdol. Again, the Mitzvah Havdol, the Yvosh, even my Mia, the Mitzvah Havdol. It's not the Mitzvah Havdol. Yes. The example of Shemuch is one of a thousand. You're right, 1,000. You know what's the issue? That's an example of Shemuch. 1,000. Even if it's possible, no shaykh, it's about as much as 2 as E. And I've traced this, no problem. It's much as E. Problem, and it's not at all, because it's no problem. Because Mitzvah Havdol.
Well,
you
nothing people
find it. You make a number of comments, you always get them changed. Yeah, that's not your problem, it's their problem. Nothing. Well, and that's a second Mitzvah Abdullah. 30 Mitzvah Abdullah is Except that, Chazal is not a problem, right? Besides the other animal, fish, or other things that are against the OU, that's a problem. The third thing negated mitzvah avdala is that there's a Torah kohen with the rashi in the chumash that says the term in the shmini that only not only the mahagel is not learn about that shayna. Not only do you have to learn what the siman mar, el you have to yedei, you have to know them. And rashi says the end of shmini, I mean you have to pick it up and yedei umaki or bosi behem. That not mitzvah is a tired mitzvah. Mitzvah a drasha extra ribui in the pasuk. You have to pick up a chagav or an animal and say, oh, this is kosher. Not because of the mitzvah shiva. You have an extra drosha. You have to yedeya, umakir, ubaki, what exactly is kosher? And the writers over there in Torah is trying to mix it down. There's Indian that to not only learn it, you have to know it. Now, again, some of us cannot exactly pick up a chagav and tell that it is a chagav or a paramantis. They don't know if it's kosher or not. So, Maisa, what happened? Everyone reads Rashi, end of Shmi, and it sounds like there's a bakim in it. Some of the chayim in the Siman Aleph, after we examine the mitzvah of Dol, the Machot Yishanim, he said before the second thing that the Ramban and the Ramban agreed to, for Rebo, this Joshua, you have to be a day in a bottom. He says, he points out, first of all, there's a Gemara against it. Even though it's a Tariq Chayim, it's the one that Samakim or Bezim in the Chul, and the Gemara there says that Rabbi Yitzchok got from his Rebbe what the Messiah is. So, first of all, who is his Rebbe? His Rebbe meant his master who taught him who knows hunting, who knows animals, or the Rebbe who learned something, the Rebbe in the Yeshiva, what does the Rebbe mean? The Gemara says, if it means the Rebbe learned something, why the world does he know what the world looks like? Why does the Rebbe know what the Mana was? And the mind must see that a Messiah can even be from a Tzayid, even from a hunter. So the Chayim wouldn't even want the world to Rebbe know. According to the Rashi, it's a mitzvah to know Hidea, Fafi, to know exactly what the Messiah is. And the mind sees that our Gemara, the Messiah argues in Tzayid, Koinim, and so that's the reason why the poor is not worked down on the Rambam or all the other Sharia's Swarm of the Sheikh Mitzvahs or those with or Shulchan Aruch, not worked down with the Indian. The Gamma is a Tonyan and everyone is Rashi and the Pasha Shmini. But my Shema Korah from the Yishima Shmosa, Shmosa Pais to Mukhuri is more against him, that's why no Pasha in that way. So Akan in the Rambam, my Shema came out with three separate figures. One thing is it one of the Tariq Mitzvahs or not? And what the Pasha in the Rambam is first of all, is the Tariq Mitzvahs or not? Makosh Yishayim. I'm Shami Ram is Makosh Ramam, that's one killer. A second killer will close for the Miyat, we was mostly our close for the Miyat, father and no among the Paiskim, that we are. A third thing, we have to be Bucky, Shmonim, and father, no, my sweet of Paiskim, we don't be a Bucky. So three Halakim, one's Makosh, one's yes, one's no. Well, that's because the Inu of the Inu of Abdullah. Now, simply negated to the Inu of Chazovim is that there are Simonim, the Mishnah quotes the Fulham, that's the Testament Aleph, that there are different Simonim to tell if a Chazov is kosher or trait. Now, the way I was just reporting this, my colleague Rashi and the Rambam in the 4-3, but it's just semantics, basically the same thing. That the way Rashi says, oh, there are four different simonim. First simon is you have to have four legs to it, especially if you see that way in the bottom of the Torah, you have to have four legs. Now, this is Shah, let's say it's five legs, six legs, or seven legs, more legs. There's going to be, knowing that, maybe we'll not need the other simonim. The reason is, the Pasuk says, if there's four legs and cruel to the church of Eastern or even Israel, that this one has to have the ultimate simonim. Once there's five legs, maybe they won't need the ultimate simonim. So again, the time is my first point in the test. My second goes saying it seems a person seems to be that four legs and more is no chilik and have to have all the simonim. The first time that all the simonim were the four legs, four or more, that's one simon. The second simon has to have four wings to it. The third simon has to be that the wings cover the way of earth, the way of a cave light. And the fourth simon in the Mishnah is that have two jumping legs. Now, what does it mean by two jumping legs? This leads to a shell of water and the Ashkenaz could be Semachal of Bnei Shvat. We need Rashi, the mission, not in Ter, we Rashi the Chumash. Rashi says, where are these two jumping legs? Rashi, where are it says in the Torah, after Loiku Ayim Mimal Raglav, Mimal Raglav, above its feet. What do you mean above its feet? It says Rashi, Semachal Tavaroi, meaning at four legs. And then it has a jumping leg above that, next to its neck. The two legs that are jumping, these jumping legs, where is it? Samukha Tavaroi. Now, this Indian that this jumping thing has to be Samukha Tavaroi, the Maisa is not put down within the Shulchan Aruch. That was the word from the Torah. And Chaim says, even though it's not put down the Shulchan Aruch, why don't people, the Rishonim of the place that speak out, has to be Samukha Tavaroi? You know why? Because the Torah says, Ma'al Raglav. And Ma'al Raglav means Samukha Tavaroi. Now, those one time, the mice is not going down to Shulchan Aruch, so I start looking around the Rishonim, I start another seven Rishonim say the same thing, not the Rashi, don't say the Daz Yosef, it's Ruan Kulam, it's Ben Yonatan, it's Ruan, it's the Nibiyosef, the Ram, even Ramponio, the Ram Mishnayit, They say the gather of this ma'al rakab means some of the more nearest man, which will lead to a problem. Might be time that a person don't bring it down. So you look inside the lavush, you start off, what's the gather? It's called Rashi. Some of the more, you look at Arfa Shukhan, he starts from the simon and says it's some of the more. Now the Messiah says, our grasshoppers, these are the two that are kosher, these are the two that have more simon for. There are two like the front, and the drum thing is in the back. It's not some of the more. That's how the third starts the tenth of the year. It starts behind the two of the legs. That's how all chagom that have the third start behind the four front legs. They do not start some of the body. Yes. So yes. Emails Rabbi Ari Wiesman, which is famous for his the Tashkis. They're famous for the two that they have in America. And we fly in New York and LA, and I probably have a few different pages. I try to translate the Torah over, and they still have grass and water buffalo and peasants and quails. So they serve grasshoppers. In Yerushalayim, you can see, I have some the video or the audio, and you can see grasshoppers, they serve at the meal in Yerushalayim. Now Yerushalayim, the Ayatim, might be the problem, so everyone knows this problem. And Ayatim, any grasshoppers that have in the soil, the mice are in the front, some of Tavari. He says there's no grasshopper at all that has in the soil that some of Tavari. Those are the things that have in the soil. I think our grasshoppers that do have some of Tavari, that he didn't answer me. He says there's no grasshopper that some of Tavari that has in the soil. That means this Rashi says some of Tavari, and Rashi Chuma says, and that what we have with tomato, Rashi means that have these grasshoppers that were some of Tavari. Mice, he says, those that gather, Rashi saying, has to be one of the Simonim. Mice is not what the Torah is on.
Well,
Shachrin
Dabbat
is the first Dabbat. Oh, we'll get to what that's on. Mice is that first. What is the one is that we saw, we don't seem to have this. Mice in Islam, they had it, they had real grasshoppers. In LA, they couldn't get out of first, they serve chocolate grasshoppers. Why? Then they may believe they were eating it. The same for grasshoppers. Because they won't couldn't get out of first.
Yes.
I emailed them also that the thing that you thought was not a grasshopper, it was a great mantis. And I had the two things in the front, because as far as you know, they don't jump. They just catch the prey, or they help them walk. So the mice are the thing that we have. The mice are not as good as a pie, not yet. But in the future, we'll have somebody get a grasshopper at your doorstep. But you have a mice, it's a great mantis, and the mice does not jump. Just, you're on the way.
Yeah.
Prey mantis. I want to email me this Greenspan. I just that and myself, I did a search and I asked him, this is what the prey mantis, what are the two things in front too? And he would call me, they don't jump. No, the mice that I saw clearly, the prey mantis. I had my own homework on it. And he told me, the seeds, I asked him, is that jumper? And if they don't jump, then you just catch your prey. Mommy's always right. So fine, so mice, one of the monomers according to Rashi, it has been some of the Tavari, both of them, but the voice of the Rafa Shulcha. And of time, the same kind of Hagavah said that that's how even mice are passing, like Rashi and the Yushayim. Now the R and mice is before defaulting the Torah, what's the other way to read the Torah? The Torah is Ma'al Ragol. So mice, there are another way to read it. The way they track the Talmud is, he has to tell us Hagavah, as you show with the picture. Over there, he brings down. Other way, Ma'al Ragol does not mean that it's closer to the neck, it means it's above the body. Ma'al Ragol, the feet are lower, it's still always one above the body. So it brings down another Ma'al from the cluster, you one time it means Ma'al Ragol above the goof of the grasshopper. But another way to say Pshat is, which is not a passion, so Ma'al that's one way. Another way, the Sikha Kulin over here, everyone knows the Sikha Kulin, so he has a Sikha Kulin that he has in the page in the back that he said he wrote to the Chayim. And he wants to kind of, it means the some of the Raglan wants to pshat, some of the Savar pshat in Rashi, about to go with Rashi. Does that mean above the four legs? It means close to the neck, meaning to the body of three chalasim, it has the bottom part, and the middle part, top part. I can't tell you because most animals and the creepypolars have these jumpers in the back. You can't say it's in the middle, but not above the leg. It's in the middle part, and they all start there from the middle part. It's lafuk in the bottom part. And he wants to bring a raya from the ra'ah, but then you end up when you read the ra'ah inside, it says, Shnei raglaim ha achroinim, the two back legs, levada arba samufa savori, that's close to the neck. The two back legs that are close to the neck, there's an oxymoron on it. It doesn't really make sense. The ra'ah, the ra'ah. Now, the Kevin Talmud is captured by the Sophian, Mike of Chaim is down the road with Rima Munil, like Rashi, that says, achroinim, that samufa savori, how can it be that way? There we want to find out what does it mean. It must be, it was the back, lafuke, it doesn't mean lafuke, it was by the neck, mamish. It means lafuke, the back, it was in the middle. This means it was in the middle, but about it was behind the four legs. That's what Sikha Tchulam wants to understand. Now the Maitre, what he says is, he's very not here in Sikha Tchulam, because we all have to say this. So we have to say this. Shnei Raglam Akhoinim, Levad Arba, Vehem Samach L'Tavari. And then he says Tchulam. The ending statement is, Vehem Samach L'Tavari, Vehem Mal L'Raglo. Someone's Tavari above the feet. He just left out Mal L'Raglo means above the feet. He just left, he did Chulu, he left out those two words, which says, we're not like that. I have to know even when he'll say Machuel. Before this means a sock. If you look at it, even the socks on the neck, they go back and they go up. They go always to the back. They jump from the back, even though they're connected by the sabuk of tavari. That's just pashtus. Why before it's not really a problem. It starts by the neck and it goes and it jumps on the back. So that's where the left ending part of the feet is. And even Kulan says, I know he says he wants to tie him. Doesn't say we can't go back him. Fine. So I said those are three options. But Eshiel the Maestro. The passage Rashi, where we said in the Sanuk of Tavari means Mamash next to neck, because we won't have the Messiah for it. So what did the Rakim do? So Maisha first, the Arachayim of Kaddish comes among and says, Arachayim lives in Morocco where there is, there was a Messiah, so my should be the whole box here now, and the Yem is a Messiah. So Arachayim says, they were eating them, and he's still not eating them, and he said, he doesn't have to eat them. So Maisha is missing one of the Tavari. It's not kosher. And he tried to Mavar and the Singer Echanami that they want to tie them. No, this is a Messiah we had. So said the Archai, maybe they are grasshoppers. There are some of the Tavari. Who says, just because they tied it, there was no such grasshopper that is some of the Tavari. Not just, how do you know? Maybe they are. Just because you don't have Morocco in Yemen. So how do you know the Messiah? And therefore he tied it was also, and he says it's a minic place in the soil, and therefore call you a Shem to be Mahma, and therefore the Archai might sign the Chumash of Hashmini, sign in the tutorial on a page, and Marek can tell you the person should not eat it, even though he had a Messiah, not to be sent upon the soil, and the soil is a minic place. Now, in a generation, in the Moroccan community over there, there are numerous letters written back to Arachayim, defending and attacking the Arachayim HaKadosh, some nicely, some not so nicely, saying how well can you evacuate the Messiah, that's the Messiah, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, and from the Nevi'im, and downwards, and all his ages, until our forefathers, and he says, even your father ate it that way, how well can be attacking the Messiah? I have my Rashi, the way how they answer back, and it's probably the Messiah going to argue the Rashi, and therefore the Messiah comes upon the Messiah going, and that's the Messiah, and therefore they want to argue and say that it's not a mikra. So there's a big tumult of mice again. Do we pass like Rashi number one? And what's that in Rashi number four? Passes again, we pass like Rashi put down on the voice of the sofa. Police would make Hashanah to go down that way. And Rashi is not only Rashi's numerous trying to with him. And the mice could be why the Yemen or Moroccan mice they do eat it or did eat it because they're set upon the Sadi going. That means us. We'll get it to be sent upon them, so it's a big pickbook if we can even be sent upon them at all. Because the Archaim says, even in his days, in the Minichtois, and says, oh, you're Shemam Shemachman, not eat it. And the wife says, it came for numerous years, numerous Shuvim Falls, and they said, Maisha should not eat these Chagotim, even though it's a delicacy, and everyone loves them. The Maisha says, maybe it's a Chash of being traced. Fine, that's the fourth seven. The fifth seven, the Shah, if there's a fifth seven, the Mishnah says, if Yeshi says that it has to be a Shmoy Chagot. Actually, the name is a chagav, is a grasshopper, or a locust, or however you say it in English. Now, the shalosh we pass like a b'yosi, and the real shalosh is a b'yosi arguing on the chacholim. Is it a fifth sin and they're arguing, or not arguing? So whether they search things out, the fact that we have the Mishnah can see Rosai, it sounds like the Rif says you do not need your b'yosi, you do not need shmoy chagav. However, all the other, you shouldn't pass because they need shmoy chagav, you need a fifth sin, you have to have a mistake of this is a chagav. Now, let me just understand what that means. Everyone discusses that birds have to have Messiah, or some people want to say maybe animals need Messiah. This comes from Messiah, but birds and by animals, there's only a chumrah that there is, so that has to bring down. Why it's sad that by birds, you have to have the force among them, or when someone maybe was being Doris and nothing Doris or Eichel, and maybe you don't always see when it's being Doris. If there's a chumrah being having a Messiah by birds, it's a chumrah. The Messiah by Chagoban is Messiah, this is all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we lost the stickle of Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu. This Messiah, again, might have the same column. The Messiah means over here, meaning it went all the way back to Hashinai, all the way back to Moshe Klal Yisrael. That's what the gift of Messiah over here means. Now, come along the way, they're showing them the smash of the union, they point out in their coast where they live, that's saying there is no Messiah. And they say, well, they live, they had no Messiah. They said they do right, they didn't have grasshoppers. Rashi Kumash himself brings down that there are grasshoppers around. However, they rank. Maisha was no Messiah to eat them, and therefore they bring down Rashi, Miri, and the Smag. Maisha, they did not eat grasshoppers even though they're around, even though they have the Shemonim, because one of the Indian is to have Shemoy Chagov. you have to know that this is kula chagav and this is not kula chagav. Nifdura machmas. I could tell you the Maaseh Gemara says there are 800 different grasshoppers that are kosher. What's the problem? What's the chance of eating one that's somebody? First of all, we already said this is what happened. You have to be kosher eating from here. The second one, the encyclopedia I wrote in yesterday says, how many chagom are there in the world? We've done over 16,000. Over 16,000 chagom, only 800 are kosher. That comes up there as a step of the mir.
What? 16,800?
Oh, yeah. Maaseh comes out through, Shem says, no, the Messiah, this is the back of the Taz where they start off. So the Taz, Achim, Noigim, Shalepo, Shem Chagav, Achim, Yidu, Shemai Chagav. Why? Because you ain't on the Bekim, Shemai Sayim. But not Maaseh, not Bekim. And therefore all the Torah being down the Taz, at least all the Bnei Ashkenaz being down the Taz. And the Chushuvim goes so far, saying, the main Lord Shem Manashim, Mokhut, Oifon, but not only that we have no Messiah, I never heard anywhere in the whole world that ate them. That was before the age of information technology. The Maestro, never heard any place, anyone ever eat them. Now this Indian not having Maestro, the people got a place out, was not in the Vade, was taking so many thoughts, it's only in the Sophic, we're not sure of the Sophic. Therefore, not moving that we have a sex section. So Maestro, we don't assume the writer, the Sophic the writer, therefore we give a gift of it to the writer, and therefore we cannot eat it. Now what comes after, we just turn it apart, they're Maestro. Yemen's Maestro, they do have Maestro, they always ate it, there's no pictures upon them. Or Moroccans, you know, the Arachans came along to ask this, the Lumis Chalakim or the Moroccans and Maestro did it, could we bestow it upon them? So first, is the Shaila in general, really back to the case of the Oifis, when you, who goes to, if you go to a place that has a Messiah, the Mechaber says, let's say you go to a place where there's a Messiah, you're allowed to bestow it upon the Messiah. The Mechaber, we're done by even Bnei Ashkenaz, and the Mechaber can ask you over here in the same example, if we go where they're living, can we bestow it upon their Messiah? Now, what happens? They come to us. What happens? The Yemen and Moroccans, they came to us to be set upon them in Israel. First, the Shiloh, we can be set upon them, maybe there was a Chal Kholis Issa based upon this. That's what the person will say, there's no Chal Kholis Issa, we're left with this topic. So maybe why should we be set upon them in Israel? So the different reasons why the Shalom came along, what to ask there. Here it was the day in the Gaya, when these meals came up in Israel, LA, New York, and therefore these people, Greenspan and his father, they wrote different Dalim to be set upon all the people who saw it. They had Yemen for case testimony. They said they cooked them, ate them with the menu, and they fried them and they said it was delicious. Can you eat them or not? So first, these two people, they went and told everyone they want to eat by the meal, first it's your own personal love. And they also sent out numerous relevant from this question, and they got numerous students back to be set upon it. The reason why the newest policy saying came along not to be summoned is that first of all, you can't be summoned from the sun. Let's assume you can be summoned from the Messiah. Well, our Chaim says that he's a mini choice. They have no Messiah. Even let's assume you can, you can, only thing you can. But the missing one is Shimona. It's not there. It's not Shimon Tavoy. You want to tell me to go to Sadia going? Fine, we have Rashi. We have the Lavosh. We have the Zulfan. We have where we show him. You're going to go to, even if you're right, we can't follow you. Without getting involved in the fact you have a Messiah or not, let's say you have a Messiah. We can follow you. We all be straight. It's not straight. And if one is Mahalach, even the pot they're cooked in will be straight. Not that it's the Chumah Ba'alm and the pot is the Seder. The pot will be straight. We all be straight. Now we're doing the Messiah Chumah, we don't know how to Messiah, we're not just setting upon them. We all bet at them that you're missing one of the Seder, missing one of the Simonim, that's in the straight. The second thought they get involved with is the Maestro who says that according to the Rif, he does not need the Shmoy Chagol. He does not need the Shmoy Chagol. They want kind of the one, maybe the Yemen and Moroccans and Maestro ate it, because they did not hold like Roy Bishar and hold that you had them Shmoy Chagol, one of the Simonim, but they held again like the Rif, that if we can have a Simonim, it's much to eat. So they have no Messiah, Shmoy Chagol. You eat the most kosher, they tell you this is the one we ate. And they tell you what, the ches in the bottom, the ches was high, and the ches in the bottom was not fine, that's the same amount they have. Think about you can ask that for the ches in the bottom was like one, and so the video you see, it was great, the ches was great, because the body of the grasshopper. The ches was probably a nickel, it was a great good ches, it was. That was something they had. And they had no Messiah, this is my God. They know this is my father, ate, and their father ate, So maybe the seventh father is, well, again, we don't hold the rift. So we need no Messiah, Shmoy Chagol. There's a second reason, even if it's set upon the Messiah, which is Yeshua Bakhtek, if you can, besides maybe the number one, the many times you're missing the simon of the jumpers. Second, maybe you're missing the simon of the Shemoy Chagol. By the time you're missing upon the Messiah, that's a separate point. Those are the times against if you're missing upon the Messiah. Therefore, the letters they got back, for those who have truths about it, they write, might not be set upon it.
Why people are
and economically, the same problem is you know they can use. Same problem. Therefore, a similar fall back to them. Anayasa, Nevatel, Abdullah Kohn, Menashe Kwan, Nautel Kazayin, Evdam Goldberg, Fun, and Oy, they have a list of two also, we cannot be sent by Hagovim upon them, but by Hagovim. Now, I emailed him yesterday, can I see the letters? On the video, it's very hard to see the letters, what exactly wrote. He has a copy of them. He says they're busy now, I have to find them. That's what I'm asking yesterday. He'll email me the letters, go see them, what exactly the slurs are. Well, they're coming to these different aspects. And the reason they cannot, even if they're right, you cannot be sent upon them. Let alone, you can be sent upon them. These two different reasons, maybe they're all like the rift, and if they don't have a Shmoy Chagov, and the oid, the maybe he's been placed in Milton of Aruch Haim HaKadosh.
Did anyone
say yes? Yeah, he has three letters from three different Svadi places from the word, he says you can. Rav Kapas, Rav Razi, and Rav Barijan. Don't know who the all three of them are. Those are, and he himself says, what? Those that we wrote him, these five questions, otherwise none of the afternoon questions said we find this thing like all months. And the times are stark, very stark. He wrote, there's no such Hagav that has some with Savara, he said, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine, you can send him on whatever you want, but might as well be a Raji.
There's no recognized
person in the Savara. About yourself, like, yeah, he knows that he really wants to Savara to be sent upon them. He says, if you have them in one place, you can eat it, otherwise even Savara will not be sent upon them. About yourself, that's even in that sense. I don't know what he does. Not sure where it's coming from. So, yeah, and then I'm sorry. And he asked Yosef, the son of the same Allah, he said, don't give them a place, but my sister is not a person. Fine. That's Mitzvah Mitzvah. Some aspects. First, this Mitzvah of his culture. My sister, what's the Allah if it's straight? The Chagavim, let's say everything is straight. That's what's going on in the Gimel over here by the Kid Chagavim, by the fear. By the bride, which is the cost of trade, can one explain to among the Rishonim with three different sheeters, if it's mutter even with amateur voice, like Machabe says, is it mutter that with a true voice, derived from sheeter, or is it even also a true voice, derived from sheeter? Fine, and again, with us, that's what the question was us, the Shach brings down these different sheeters, and the question more like the Rachel, they want to see itself on the Gabon, and therefore we make on the seer even without a true voice. However, it comes out, however, people don't point out, that's after the tzir, however, the tamshir, when it comes out, tamshir, it gives the raisa. Therefore, even if you want to cook in the pot and say the tzir is far, from the maestro, the pots are also in the maestro, while it gives tamshir, it gives the raisa, the pots of maestro would have to kasher. The damshir, by the mutter also, so also, over here, the primzalim and others discuss it, the primzalim says, the Rambam says, in Yad, bimachmer, kol yetim et tomei tomei, the dam of the chagam et tomei, also you cannot eat. How they cook it, that they fry it and roast it, and if you want a recipe of a UN website, the recipe is how to fry and cook the hagov. Oh, yes, you cannot eat it alive, but you're off of taxes, but otherwise you...
The blood is
mutter? The blood is mutter, yeah. Before it's all off of the hagov, we'll have the blood is mutter. We'll get to a little bit.
Why doesn't it cheaper if I'm
going to get it when it comes? Why doesn't it? You have no first of the tier beans over here. Now this the kids come off and discuss over here first if you eat a chagav a brach you make for the edge of the mission and brach is my shukum also rabbing the damn that's simply not a big shakal why exactly every now a brach and chagav that's the ashma not sure of my mission could be that's going a lot of you make a shakal on it not worth any other bach the in the of the tab bach of a follow is also mission and cool and foolish that way it's not possible it's terrible and this mission of this says it comes together it's no problem mission says it's illa shukum effort. And it's definitely a parable, it's not different than any fish, it's a get a parable. Now, is it in of Sakona, they point out, even though it's made as fire, hold it in of Sakona with fish and milk, which again, the Ashkenaz says it's a toy's flavor, but let's say it is fish and milk. Read the Beitzer's Beitzeli, that's Ashkenaz by fish and milk, and not Chagov milk. So you want to eat Chagov, there's no need to have Sakona, so you can eat it together. The Mish also discusses. Me? A parable. No, the in of making a nether on Bosser, the Mishal again says, a nether on Bosser, that's a Bosser, not a Chagov, because of course a government that's a parable. The blood itself is a Gemara, brought down from Manorach twice in Shimitam of Rovitz, we give all the blood itself, the Mishal is mutter. Only time the person discussed, if the blood is mutter, is what happens, you need a heker to it. Because we know when you have blood in a fish inside a cup, you need to have the kaskas inside, you need a heker. So the Pesach Yom Tov already in Mishnah Kriyas, he says that the Mishnah is asked by fish. Why do not say the Chagavim? So he's Mesopic. They need a hector inside the case of Chagavim. Might be the place in the Bershon Rishon already a Machim or a Tyson in Rashi that says you're dealing with a hector. Let's say there's no problem between Dam Chagavim and Dam Dog, but if you're going to eat the Dam, you'll have to have a hector inside. Not a lot of luck in the forest in the Gemara, in the Gemara. Well, so here it says, yeah, it says there are no dam. It goes along with the fact that there is dam. This means there is no tzir, but there is a little bit of dam, or a gather of dam. Now, the itad shchita shmoi again is before Shemara, but of course Allah and Simeon Gimel and in shchita and other places, they do not need shchita, and therefore you're allowed to eat it technically when alive. So that's a chagav and take a bite out of it. However, you're not supposed to, says we show you in place this on Bab Shaks. So technically you're allowed to eat it when it's alive, and this Bab Shaks only dinu rabbonon. Now, also there's no end of traces in the gate to it, there's no end of Eidim and Achai, there's no end of traces, there's no end of Eidim and Achai, except for a simple Masubic by Goy, maybe there is Eidim and Achai, fine, but Kutsun and Goy, Maitre by Yuzu, there's always Eidim and Achai. This is fascinating, Shalom, the short is, Maitre technically allowed either when it's alive. But technically, except Al-Sab Shakti, what happens to the end of Sab Al-Achayim? Is this Sab Al-Achayim Al-Chagavim? That's a gate to us, so let's say we have a Chagavim, we put it into a container, and we want to take it apart, see exactly what it is. Is there an end of Sab Al-Achayim? Come along with the Yad Yehudah, fascinating Yad Yehudah, Simeon Gimel, he kind of, the fact that Torah lets fish, lets Chagavim be eaten alive, except for Baal Shaksu, or must be there is no end of the Baal HaChayim by the fish and by grasshoppers, and no problem, no Baal HaChayim. The Manga Kiddushi kind of is the Maestro of some place in Shuva, that Adya writes, it's Baal HaChayim by fish and by Chagavim. And the Maestro in the newest, they're not trying to say, simply by fish, the place in Shuva by fish specifically. They say, by fish is Tav L'chaim. The way Shem Adam is ready to yaid it, it's very strong. But Shem Adam, by fish is Tav L'chaim. Well, by fish, we do not have Golem. The Torah says, don't need Shechita. There's different drushes. Don't need Shechita. What don't need drushes? The Mechaber says, even alive.
That doesn't mean that
they're alive. The Mechaber says, even alive, so the Ramah only has Tav L'chaim to eat him. The Ramah, and on that, the Yad Yudah says, I Tav L'chaim is no Tav L'chaim. The Pasha began to question, says, is Tav L'chaim, I had to eat him alive. The Torah is positive. The way the question is, the look is what happened to the Mishru and others, can you give a live chagav for a penis to play with it? So then, if it's coming in Alaska, why? So a penis, he might put in his mouth. The saw is nice to be allowed to give it to him. I have my son with a chagav, he's a lie, he's starting to give it. What do kids do with little chagav? They hurt them. What else are you doing then? So they want to get raya, there's no tabal chayim. The character is that anything that's sharp on them, my says most of it. I'm also bringing down an edge of 7A. I'll do a doctor's lab tested in the medicines on animals. It's not for Ellis Odom. To Ellis Odom, my says most of it. One of the players is to Ellis Odom. Now, what the get of Ellis Odom is, now the big tell of the get of Ellis Odom is, when I say, I enjoy taking cats swimming around, watching cats fly against the wall, holding the tail in my hand. That's my Dallas. That's not Ellis Odom. Ellis Odom has a normal realm of Ella, the same standard with magnifying glass flying the bugs, just like going, that you can't do with this one. That might not, that's a normal, that seems to be they play the Chagavim, fine, that's a normal way of doing it. Eating is a normal way of eating it for Chaim, but it's a normal way of doing it. Ella's other, no problem with Tabal Chaim. Therefore, the court is to ask the idea of Kashu, why there is no problem with Tabal Chaim, because my style is obvious to eat it. But let's just have the basic law of discussed around the world. They didn't discuss also specifically on Shabbos. Even if you want the place coming down, for example, the muksa on Shabbos, even those who eat on Shabbos, when you want to, it's a muksa, if you want to kind of inspire from it, it's a muksa. My surprise was also, so it is muksa. They also discuss, like, Mechai Lo, if you eat them, is it grazes on Shabbos? Can you rip off the wing, is it going on to? Can you rip off the wing, the rip off the head, and eat it? Is that grazes? Also, in Shik Shabbos, it says you have to mach me. So, what? So it is a grazes. No, that's not good. That's because it's alive. This thing's alive. Guy's alive.
You can eat it.
You don't eat it, but that's not skinning it. It's just a glazing one. It's a glazing. They do discuss even on chicken. The last pick up the feathers off the chicken, right? Even when it's dead, they discuss. Plus, they can't make them. What they discuss, but the Rishon already discussed, based on Gemara, Mahalik Rashi Ramam, is a Chagav Torah a meaning Easter or not meaning Easter? Not meaning Easter. Dibra Bonda Derei. So, it's kept on the Shabbos. What is sin we're dealing with? Fine. Those interesting Shabbos. Fine. I can't Chagav them. Again, but it can get us, we don't have a Messiah. And according to Chaim, those kind of mice are one of the sniff to get a Chaim Mitzvah, and of course, you know, the whole process of Nipple in Talmud Torah, and the kind of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's the next figure is the end of Simpei Aleph, last we see for the Inam Pimta Malay, but again, we'll go to the Inam of Talmud and Chagov, and it's really Kedai Tuna as well as we can.
So, that. Not many, many bales.
Who's that?